So do you have the Utopia? Because there's
it's a peachy thing this evening.
Well, there's a peachy one, and then the Utopia seems. I think it said
it's peach,
zesty, yeah. Yuzu, and succulent white peaches. Hey, I did that by accident. Well, because this one says summer ale, and the other one says lagered ale. It's like a tango, lots of different flora. So we could do lagered.
It's gonna be interesting. Very peachy.
Well, hopefully. I am Ross. Joining me is my co-host Ian, and together, trying to go through peachy varieties of similar aptitudes, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. And Ian points out that, again, by total accident, which I have to blame on time travel, something happened spiritually, we've chosen two peach-flavored, peach-themed summer beers. And I thought it was just going to be fruity, but because this one is just called the Utopia, but it says right there on the back, and I didn't see this, succulent white peaches. So it's a peach night. Peach. Peachy, peach, peach, peach.
What's yuzu? What? Am I pronouncing that right? Yuzu, yuzu, yuza? I don't know.
Y-U-Z-U. Yuzu. Yuzu. It's probably not yuzu. I think yuzu is probably the most accurate. But it's a yuzu citrus? Japanese? I've never heard of that. To the internet.
Okay, good.
I know I'll solve this. Yeah, well, in fact, it took a while for me to learn that a peach was mostly similar to a apricot. Yuzu apparently is a yuzu fruit. Yuzu is a citrus fruit and plant in the family Rutaceae. There's more things I'm pronouncing wrong. Of East Asian origin, yuzu has been cultivated mostly in East Asia, though recently also in New... And then it trails off, so, and I can't be bothered opening the rest of it, so I don't know what else it says. New Zealand.
Presumably, the play on words utopia, then, is because of the YU from the yuzu fruit to complete utopia. Garrison haven't been quite so punished, they've just gone for George Peach.
Well, this is where I sort of expected our George Peach voices and accents to come through the dull savannah drawling and whatnot. It was an attempt at it. I have no idea. I don't know. I've never been anywhere. My accents are probably completely inaccurate.
You liar. You went to, well, I keep forgetting. Was it Oklahoma? Where was it you went to there?
Oh, that's right. I did go to Alabama.
So
I should have perfected my southern accent while in Alabama, but I'm
absolutely, yes.
I'm not convinced I did. I think the two accents that I should be able to do, the two places I've been, Scotland and Alabama, are two of the ones that are probably the iffiest. But I just rely on the fact that I think all my accents are probably quite iffy.
Nova Scotian.
Do you know what? I can't do a rural Nova Scotian accent. This is just my vanilla Canadian somewhere North American regular accent.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of the Canadian. I get called out on a boot now and then.
Do you say that? Do you literally say a boot?
No, that's what's another thing that we get to mock Americans for. We do say the word about differently than Americans, but they say that we say a boot, and they're wrong. Mm. What we actually say is a boat.
A
boat sailing on the water. It's a boat that size. It's a boat... 10 to 10, this is a boat the size of beer you'd want to drink on a Tuesday night. It's never a boot. I have never heard a boot. And so whenever Americans make fun of you for saying that, I was like, no, we don't. You're idiots. You're making fun of us wrong. It is different, but you have no ear for the cadence.
Then what about A? Do you think you say A a lot?
I don't, but a number of us do. This is the kind of thing where as soon as you point out to me that I do something, or if there is a degree of predictability, I will try to go against the norm.
Yeah, I know you will. Yeah.
I probably do certain things that the average Canadian does, but I do try to avoid certain stereotypes.
Stereotypes, of course.
I don't want to get nailed down to any location. I want someone to say, oh, I think I know where you're from. You're from Michigan, or you're from Oregon, or...
Yeah. And you went, a boat there. Yeah.
Yeah. near about makes no difference. But Garrison, so the two larger, I think these two are, would say, the two larger beer producers of the craft brew variety in operating in Halifax, Nova Scotia, one of which is Garrison. So Garrison makes the Georgia Peach, and I can't not say it that way. The Georgia Peach Summer Ale. I think it's just a beer with natural peach flavor. And then it says brewed cheeky down at the bottom. It's a cheeky brew.
Very clever.
Now, the description is a little personal. It says, "Hello, sweetie. You are one refreshingly peached up brew, lightly sweet and nicely tart. It's harvest time and you were brewed cheeky." I think I'm supposed to, there's a lot of E's on the refreshing. I think I'm supposed to say that in the Georgia accent. "Hello, sweetie. You are one refreshingly peached up brew." Are you supposed to say it in that way? What's the Foghorn Leghorn voice? Where's he from?
I don't know. I don't know. When you was talking like that, I was thinking of that character in Simpsons. He's from that way, and he shoots his guns and things every time he's like, "Yeah!" Does that? Is he from that way, Georgia or Alabama or somewhere down south? Oh, maybe it's just as straightforward as Texas. I don't know.
I think I heard a number of accents, but there when you try to do an accent, it's my Texan accent. So it's like, "That's not Texas. Here's Texas," and someone will call you out on it. Where this is a bit more of a, I don't want to say drawl, because drawl sounds, but like there's a, I feel like a Georgia one or the eastern side of things is a bit more. What's a better word for romanticized or poetic? It sounds a little bit just slowed down and relaxed, like a Texas, "I'm going to shoot you in your face and you're going to drag you out in the mud." But there's more of a Georgia, "Oh, hello, come on in and we'll paw you a mint julep and I'll, you know, talk to you round by the fire." And it's when you say,
Tennessee way. What's the name of the playwright that always set his shows down there, you know, the Glass Menagerie and Tennessee Williams. For some reason, that escaped my mind. Yeah, they all talked like that in his plays, did they not? Streetcar Named Desire.
I think so.
Yeah.
How accurate it is, I don't know. And this is the thing that has ruined us with movies in theater. We try to talk like movies in theater. So someone might talk like Dick Van Dyke's, thinking that that's a London accent.
That's right. Nicely tart, this one's going to be, Ross.
A little worried when we get the fruit beers. I want sour. A beer. Sour. Yeah. I want a regular beer that tastes like a fruit. I don't want a fruity, soury beer. And I feel like this one might go that way. Can is quite minimalistic. It's just a white can. It's got big Garrison and the blue banner down the one side. And then the Georgia Peach is in the nice writing. It sort of looks like the, what was it? Oh, the Rockford Peaches from A League of Their Own. It sort of has that loopy baseball uniformish writing. And then in a very blue silhouette, very light blue in behind that, is a picture of an peach. No,
I thought it was a whale with its tail up out of the water. No, it's a peach.
Well, it's not called the Georgia Whales.
I thought the end of it, the leaf was the tail of a beached whale, but I'm completely wrong. It's a peach.
Well, the opening of this has gone poorly. Did your little tab go wrong? Mine didn't.
Nope. Yeah, no, mine was classic tan tabbage. And, surprise, surprise, I'm getting peaches.
So am I. And nothing else. Like, not a sour smell, not a hoppy anything.
It's like a fruit drink, which is you were rather hoping for, rather than a sour is a fruit drink, but
that's true.
This is going to taste so summery, isn't it?
I'm hoping so. I'm going to try to fit it in my quote unquote 17 ounce glass from the Truro Brewing Company. This will be the check of the gentleman who sold it to me and said, no, this is a 17 ounce glass. And I went, really?
How many beers do you know come in 17 ounces in around these parts?
I just feel, because a 16-ounce glass often feels like it's not quite big enough.
Struggling,
and then
it?
The 20-ounce glass leaves a little bit of a, you know, snifter range. But for a 473, a 473 can, I believe, is near as makes no difference exactly 16 ounces?
I don't know. I don't know. All right. Is that what you've got there?
Look at that. It is to the brim. Okay. And not much more. There is zero head on this.
Zero. It looks, yeah, it's like a flat cider. That's what it's looking like here. But as we've discovered, we don't need no pesky foam in our beer, do we? Because then it goes off in our stomachs and makes us burp. We don't need that.
And so I was kind of expecting a little bit of head, but it's still carbonated. So this looks and smells like this is just, you know, those like a Bacardi Breezer type thing. Those summer, I mean, maybe more like a Radler. So it's not supposed to have a big amount of head on it. 473 milliliters is exactly 15.994 fluid ounces.
Wow, there you go.
You're 16. Right. So I think this is a 16 ounce and then a little bit. Well, I don't think I could fit another ounce of beverage in here.
My classic looking English glass. And that's what I'm going to call it, because for want of a better description, is shy by about... would that be an ounce? So would this be a 17-ounce glass, Ross?
No, I think you got yourself between an 18 and a 20-ounce glass there. I figure you could fit, because remember the shots that we took. This is how we finally decided what an ounce is. The shots that we were taking for the 100-ounce challenge. You could fit at least two more in that glass and still probably have about as much snifting room as I have just there.
Probably.
This smells like and looks like great peach pop. It's just a carbonated peach beverage. I'm curious, because when it says a summer ale, I think, all right, what's a summer ale going to be? It's going to be light in color, light in... It doesn't have to be light in flavor, but certainly not smoky, or even though a campfire
light,
smoke.
Light. A light in color, light in texture, light in easy drinkability. You don't want a big, heavy...
Yeah.
Malt forward... even though we do, but yeah, absolutely. That's what you're going for every time.
In the heat of summer. It's also a 4.5%, but since there's no head to wait to wander down, cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh, okay. As I was drinking it, there wasn't a lot going on, but then it said, here you are, zing, a bit of peach. And then it sort of went away.
But no sour. I'm not getting, not no sour, but I'm not getting what I feared I would get by the description. It was a bit soury, and it's not that. No, it's tangy.
A little bit of tang. Nothing at the back of the teeth, at the back of the tongue as well, where you get that kind of this is citrusy to the nines. This, if you just got like... A flavor of peach and dropped it in some, I don't know, tonic water, club soda, something like that.
It wouldn't be too dissimilar.
No, I'm not. The beer side of things, the ale part, the brew part, I'm getting nothing. But I suppose, but summer ale, you're out on the sunny patio and someone says, I have a peach flavored summer ale. I will say, well, that is certainly peach flavored. I'm not entirely getting an ale out of this.
I was about to say, Ross, when you were talking that, nowhere on this can does it purport to be an ale. Now, this is interesting. I didn't even think about that. The other one does say a summer ale. This one's not. Oh, it did. It does.
Tiny
beer right there.
Beer with natural peach flavor. And then
it does say beer. I was wondering whether this was actually a beer or a kettle sour or something, you know. But it's not sour, and I was wondering whether or not. Yeah, no, it does say beer on it. I'm blind. I'm blind. I'm completely blind.
Some of the craft breweries do a seltzer, and if you said this was a peach seltzer, I'd say
yeah,
that's not bad. I will take it. That's not terrible at all. It's Do I want something with a tiny bit of malt? I would prefer it with a little bit of a maltier, thicker flavor. But it certainly is peach flavored. It certainly is a summer ale. It certainly is easy to drink. There's no sour. There's no bitter.
You said easy to drink. Drinkability. It's got
berry.
I'm struggling for words here because I'm not sure I can drink too much of this.
Why do you say that?
It's a bit cloying.
Really?
It's not cloyed to me at all.
Is it not? It's a little sweet, a little sickly. In fact, yeah, I can feel it on my teeth. It's all right. I'm not waving my arms around with excitement.
Is yours ice cold?
Actually, yes. It's been in the fridge for several hours. And I figured these ones would benefit from them being colder.
I hoped, but mine is not as ice cold as yours. Mine was just in the cool cabinet. And I feel like I'm enjoying this more than you are.
Mm-hmm. You think I've frozen the flavor out of it? Because there is plenty of peach flavor, Russ. It really is.
And here's what I'm about to point out. I'm not entirely certain that it's bursting with peach flavor. All I know is that there is an absence of any other flavor.
Okay.
So it might not be bursting. It might just be your mouth saying, well, this is just tap water with a peach flavor to it. It's there, but I'm not sure it's huge. It's the most obvious flavor in there. There's no zing. It's not pow, pow, wow, boom, have some peach and holy cow.
I do come into this, of course, being I'm upfront about this. I'm not a massive fan of fruit beers from the outset. So this was going to have to do something, I think, really, really something to make me that excited about it. That's no fault of the beer whatsoever, of course. It's my preconceptions and my taste buds at work. It's okay. It's nice.
I love a Radler. I love a Radler done well. And what a Radler usually does well is a Radler is just a juice, a strong, thick juice. And it tastes like the juice. And then there's sort of the beer way down at the back end, but it's balanced front to back. This one I feel is empty at the front. That first mouthful is just, it's just club soda. And then in the middle is the peach juice. And you go, oh, yeah, here's the peach. And then it's club soda again on the end. It's just a sparkling water with a peach flavor in the middle of it.
You know, you get, what are they called? Bublés. People really like those. And they've got that thing to it. And that gives you a bit of a lift. You know, it gives you a pop in your mouth with fruit overtones. And that's a little bit like this. But clearly this is... you know, 4.5%. So you mustn't go in and think, I'll have four or five bublés in the afternoon. It is refreshing, Ross, and I don't know. I'm not massively excited by it, but
I'd like to score it higher, but I think it's only a 7.5 for me. Where it just, I need a pop of flavor and maybe a little bit of malty balance somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And that's it. It doesn't take much more than this to impress me, but it's just, I feel like it's missing.
Yeah. It's a peach flavored, carbonated drink is what I'm getting out of it.
It's a 4.5 peach buble. Yeah.
Yeah, or a Mio that I might drink on a night shift with peach flavors to it, which is why I'm not really very excited by it. But I bet you people love it. I really do. I bet there is a certain element of people that would be all over this. Not me personally, but it's perfectly fine. But
I think we've seen it in the stores in the NSLCs for at least two summers. I think we saw it last summer as well as this summer as well.
Okay. But interestingly, how is it going to compare to? I see that. Look at that. I'm walloping through it. Maybe because I was thirsty. Maybe I should have drunk more water beforehand. But we were saying, it was immediately. We're certainly getting the peach, the smell and the taste there in the middle. I wonder how it's going to compare for something that actually has the yuzu fruit, whatever that is, as its main ingredient and
some peach there as well.
Yeah, interesting.
An ideal
flavor experience. Okay, well, we won't start reading that can yet. However, I want to tell you, while we're finishing off, and we can slowly finish off this one, my adventures in getting this glass from the Truro Brewing Company. So, only a couple of days ago, this was this past Saturday, my daughter was racing. She kayaks on Banook Lake, which is in Halifax. And she also had a soccer game, same day, in Cape Breton.
Mad.
So in order to get to Banook Lake for her first race, we were up at the crack of 7, which isn't an unreasonable time for people who get up at the crack of things. But for us, 7 is kind of a, oh, that's ridiculously early. This is terrible. So we got in and she had her races and she did fine. And then, boom, it was off to Cape Breton. So the whole way we're driving there, we stopped only for gas and food. So it took about, I think it took us, nears makes no difference, exactly 5 hours and 10 minutes to get from Banook Lake to north of Sydney, Cape Breton.
5 hours and 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Did you walk?
No.
7 is not early.
No, wait. Okay. If we left at 11:30.
7 is not early.
7 is not early, my daughter is telling me. If we left at 11:30 and we got there for 4:40.
Oh, there you go.
We were on the field. I think that's 5 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's okay, that's 5 hours. And so that was, I mean, I'm not, my little tiny cars not have much muscle, so we weren't super flying along. I was soon plopping at the speed limit while everybody on the 104 was zipping by me as fast as possible. However, the important thing was I was dropping her there, and then she was staying for her soccer game. I stayed to watch the second half. We got there halfway through, and then my plan was, listen, to drive home and so I could help out with the baby because I wasn't there all day. And so I said to myself, I'm not usually out in this end of the province. I should try to stop, and I'll mark a couple of little breweries that I want to go to buy. For one thing, I always want to get some glasses from the establishments and see if there's something interesting. I am on promissory, especially from you yourself, on promises to not go overboard buying lots of craft beer because the closet is still, it's mostly full still. Uh-huh. So I think I only picked up a couple, but. So the first one I plugged in, it's 5 o'clock. Yeah, it was about 5:30 and I was leaving. And I said, all right, here we go. I got it all planned out. So from North Sydney, I said, we're going to stop by Big Spruce in on the other side of Bedeck there. It'll be a little out of the way, but that's fine because I really want to get a glass, a big pint glass of Big Spruce. That'll be great. Boom. And I look at the thing, plug it in Big Spruce. And it says, oh, warning, it's going to be closed when you get there. Uh-huh. And I said, it's 5 o'clock. I said, oh, yes, Big Spruce closes at 7 p.m. And I said, it's Saturday. It's Saturday night on Labor Day weekend. And oh, like wow. their main is, and Big Spruce is no slouch. They're not a small thing. So their tap room, everything. Oh, 7 o'clock. Sorry. No, it's Saturday night. We've got, we've got bridge games to go. I don't know. So I looked at that and my mind just, I can't force them to be open. So, all right, fine. Big Spruce closes at 7. That's bizarre. Must be some strange thing. What's next on my list? Here we go. We'll go through there. Ah, Antigonish. We'll go to Antigonish because they've got a brewery in there. They've got Candid Brewery. And I managed to stop at Candid Brewery. And they were there. It was 8:30 p.m., I think. I don't even remember when I got there. And I got to the front. Their establishment's really cool. They've got a... the little shop. So you walk in at first and there's the fridges and the shop and there's someone there. And, oh, could you buy a glass? Yes, I'd like your pint glass. And, oh, these look interesting. And I bought, I think, a stout and a sour, trying to
keep everyone happy.
Yeah, suck up to the wife who I had to abandon for the entirety of the day. So I did buy her a couple of sours while I was there. But so right behind the counter, there's a little hallway through, and then it goes through to the establishment, and there's this guy belting out the country tunes, and he's doing all, it's a Saturday night, yee-haw, stomp, 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 the Folsom Prison Blues and whatever. I forget what he's doing, some Neil Diamond and whatever. But he was,
damn, I should have been there. I love the way you said that. I thought it was going to be Molson, Sydney Blues.
Molson Prison Blues.
Yes.
But the point is, Candid Brewery in Antigonish on a Saturday evening at 8:30, there's a party happening. Yeah, everyone's in there stomping their feet and clapping their hands.
So I've left Big Spruce behind. I said, fine, there, you know, I'll get a pint glass some other day when I'm up in that direction, but I felt kind of disappointed. But here we go. I've got my candid glass. Right. What's next on my list? Ah, that was the one in Stellarton that I stopped at before, the Backstage Brewing, and I liked a couple of theirs. In fact, you might still have in your possession the Headliner IPA. I reviewed it one night when you weren't around, but if you still have it, and I've forgotten about it because I was the only one who drank it, I thought it was delicious.
Where's Stellarton, Russ?
New Glasgow.
Okay.
It's okay. Sort of like the twin, it's the two cities right next to their own, they smear over. It's very Minneapolis, St. Paul with no river. But, okay. So I put it, Backstage Brewing, off we go. Oh, no, sorry, they're going to be closed. They close at 8 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know why Google Maps is Australian all of a sudden. And
I wasn't going to comment.
It's Saturday. The pub.
Is it typical for Saturday nights to be like that? Or the fact that it was a long weekend and everyone was like trying to go home to enjoy their weekend? Or is that Saturday night not a thing anymore and people don't go out on Saturday nights?
Well, I would have said yes, with the exception of Antigonish, which was right in the middle. And it was it was a yeehaw night. Everyone was having a great time. You come back here, and I'm sure most of the pubs, they might be pub and restaurants, because that's just it. A lot of the tap rooms, if you're just a tap room, they might be the ones that close early. Whereas the kitchen, if the kitchen's open until 10, then you're open until 11. So I could do a bit of research into it. But this was, so my frustration was now at, I have managed to go to one out of three of the breweries so far. So I'm going past New Glasgow. All right, fine. What else have I got? Right. Well, the next ones. And I said, do I stop at Truro? Because Truro is close-ish to home. It's not that far out of the way. But I thought, well, I've only gone to one so far, so I might as well stop into the Truro ones, because there's two there. There's the Truro Brewing Company and Salty Dog is the other one. Okay. So, I mean, there's a few of these ones popping up, going places. I didn't want to go all the way up around to Tatamagush. I didn't want to go all the way around to any other one. But these were the main ones. So those were my five between Cape Breton and home. I was going to cross through Windsor and go check out Meander River and get a glass from Hilltop Hops. But those are really close to home. I can go 20 minutes down the road and get those. That's sort of like wanting to stop at Schoolhouse. And by that point, I said, I should really get home to my family and stop wasting time. So, all right. In I go to Truro Brewing, and good on them. They've got the music blaring. It did say they closed at 10. I got there at exactly 9:30, and I went in and I said, yeah, I'm just looking for some beers. These look interesting. And do you have any glasses? Oh, no, we don't have any pint glasses right now. But I did the thing where I don't know what it is, but when I bat my eyelashes, someone else says, well, we've got these older glasses that didn't really sell, but and they're still 17 ounces. And I said, hey, if it's 17 ounces, I'll take it. And he hands me this. And I said, I like having a collection where now and then one of them is a little bit different. So I said, I appreciate this. Thank you so much for getting me this. Because I think he said, we've got these old tumbler glasses. So this is a 17-ounce tumbler glass from the Truro Brewing Company. Great. Fantastic. I loved their establishment. Big, thick wooden walls. There was maybe four or five people sitting there. You know, a couple of people were out trying to make an evening of it. So yeah, let's have some beer. So they just had the loud music on, but there was only a couple of people there. So they were, and the street outside was dead.
Okay.
Absolutely dead to the world. And so I went in, and it really, really nice place. I would love to go back. It just, the ambience is really, it's what I would be looking for if I wanted a place like that around here. Nothing quite captures the same energy. And I said, right, all right. So Salty Dog, let's check in Salty Dog. No, they closed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. There's a theme here, isn't there? Saturday night.
Two out of five were open past 7 or 8 p.m. I only got to stop at two places, probably for the best, because I came away with much fewer beers than I probably would have had I stopped at five establishment. Got a couple glasses out of it, but I was at, we are in, you know, we're out here in the Annapolis Valley, and we pass remarks and make little snide comments about how Kentville closes at 5 p.m. and it's usually quite dead and there's nothing going on. I don't think I can do that anymore. I think I have found in Nova Scotia where it really is dead and nothing going on.
And both in Wolfville and in Kentville, they stay open till 11, don't they? Yeah. Maybe midnight now on Saturdays, I think, something like that. I mean, even the micro breweries. I mean, I know Paddy's is a micro, but I'm thinking of in Kingston there, little Roof Hound. I think that's. I mean, you were talking about having good music and everything. That is a place that you can pop into. I think until I don't know. Is it 9 or 10? Maybe
they've also got a restaurant. So I'm wondering if it's the tap room to restaurant thing. So I'll have to check in. Saltbox and Wolfville just have a tap room location, and I wonder how late they're open. I think they close early. Yeah. Paddy's and Roof Hound have a kitchen. So they're like, here you go, burger and fries. Here, have our huge mound of there. So I think I'll check in on that and find out. But apparently going to a tap room, the beer tap room, apparently that is a before sunset kind of thing.
Okay. Then you can pick up your beers and go home rather than it being just a pub where you're going to sit there all evening and just drinking at the bar. I in that case, I can kind of understand that. You're going to be there. You can go there during the day and early evening and sample and pick up beers. But it's not like, I mean, Wayfarers being another ideal example. They serve food as well.
They deep fry some appetizers for you.
Right, fair enough. But they'll go till 10 or 11, will they not?
Some late evening things. And I'm trying to think of some other places that I've been to where it's felt like that. But even when I went into Spindrift, now Burnside Brewing, in Burnside, I was just picking up some beers in the afternoon. There's tables, but it's a bit patio-ish, and these nice big glass, like behind me, right here in Garrison, these nice big open doors, and it seems to be, it's a shop first, but you can sit. You can sit and hang out, but they really kind of want to hustle you. Are they on retail hours as opposed to pub hours, despite the fact that you can go in and drink as though it were a pub?
Well, so I mean, we are drinking the Garrison right now. I've kept a little bit back there to, again, because I think this definitely needs some comparison after I've drunk in the Utopia. But Garrison is Pier 21, isn't it? It's along there on the right. Well, I've sat in their tap room, and I'm sure you have too. But I don't recall there being food or anyone sat there eating food. And that was only of an afternoon, early evening. I don't know. And the fact that Garrison is not downtown, it's further along the pier. So it's quite a walk then to get to their place. It's certainly not downtown at all. But seeing as it's stuck out there in kind of where the boats are, do they stay open late? Because it's not really a much sort of traversed part of Halifax.
Yeah. I'm doing a quick search just to see what the hours are. And Garrison hasn't come up yet. The only ones that seem to be open much later. Oh, Friday, Lund's Mill Tap Room is open until 9 p.m. Wednesdays and Thursdays. Stays open until 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. See, that's more like what I'm thinking of. But all the other hours, Big Spruce closes at 7 p.m. daily. Two Crows didn't say anything. Annapolis closes. No, 9 p.m. Annapolis Brewing. They've got a nice location. Nine Locks closes at 10, but I think they have the big restaurant. Propeller Brewing on Quinpool, 8 p.m. No, 10 p.m. on weekends. 10 on weekends. But then we've got North Brewing is 7 p.m. Oh, no, Thursday until 9. Okay. Boxing Rock, Friday and Saturday till 9 p.m. It's an Eastern Nova Scotia thing. Once you go east of Truro, and with the exception of Antigonish, which is, it's a university town, and it was early September, but it seemed like a little bit of an older crowd was in there having a real rompy, stompy good time.
Right. But they are, of course, tap rooms, and they're not pubs. So maybe that might be a licensing thing that we don't know about, Ross.
I don't know who to talk to. I don't know who to ask here, other than starting to ask. Well, the next time we hear from one of our breweries, I've reached out to a number of them and still waiting to hear back and see if anybody wants to come and talk to us.
Yeah,
being all hello. Yeah. But we did get liked. The status was liked by Propeller and Garrison today of their social media squids. Squad.
Well,
squid.
I mean, I will say that I like the Georgia peach. It doesn't excite me. It's kind of refreshing. And I'm just okay with it. Although there's no whistles and bangs. I'm not lighting bonfires for it, but it's all right. It's okay.
Yeah.
And you know what I have between my two drinks? In fact, I have two kinds of melon this evening. No peaches, melons for that added summery.
No. I think that's going to confuse your palate, will it not?
No, it won't, because, of course, got me water. Got me water here, mate. I should have got a nice weak beer, shouldn't I, our friend...
I keep wondering if that's what we're supposed to be doing. I should have another one. The Utopia. So, Propeller, hang on a minute. Hang on, I can handle this. We'll click down, switch. Where's Propeller? There it is.
You often forget that, so you've done very well this evening.
Almost always forget to change my background. But here we are, the Propeller Brewing Company out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. It says, there are many interesting words in here that I want to cling to. Discover the sublime combination of zesty yuzu citrus and succulent white peaches in this bright and refreshing summer ale. Utopia, with a Y, creates an ideal flavor experience perfect for those sun-soaked days. Sublime, ideal flavor, and perfect. Zesty citrus, succulent peach, refreshingly crisp. It's very descriptive as to what all of these flavors are going to do to us. But
you see all those lovely little happy peaches? They're all smiling. They're all lots of different faces going on, little emoji. They're all very excited about what's about to happen, I hope.
Those might be the yuzu plant, because I did look it up before, and they look like what was in the... Ooh! Oh, okay, that's... kind of an apricotty peachy smell. Yep. Okay. That's fruity and nothing else. So again, like the other one, it is you get the fruit smell and there's no residual kind of beer flavor to it. Which, I don't know.
Smelled full on like a tropical fruit tango to me, with weirdly pencil shavings.
Oh.
No, that's not pencil shavings. I like pencil shavings.
Oh, it's crisp and clear. Look at that.
This looks more like a beer.
It's certainly got the head to it.
Yeah.
The Garrison had no head, but it was it wasn't as opaque.
No, this is pouring like a blonde ale.
Mm-hmm.
That's the look of this one, and it has the head that the other one quite obviously did not have. This looks more like a beer, Ross. So by sight only, I'm more excited about this. But that's not to say that the flavor is going to be any better. So
the head on mine has gone away very quickly.
Oh, has it? Okay.
But where you mentioned that, I almost feel like we should do it one night where we try. Nine Locks has three flavored blonde ales right now.
I noticed that only today. Yeah, online I was looking there. They've got a blueberry, they've got a strawberry, and they've got
their watermelon. We've tried their watermelon before, and we liked it. And we like their dirty blonde. So we love the base. We like their flavors. I'm curious. And we might have to just go in and get their
flavored blonde ales. This is where this Propeller, of course, they've got three or four of their fruity ales. The you can get the box set of their fruity summery ale.
Each of them say things like, they say summer ale or lagered ale. I don't think any of them say blonde ale. And is there that much of a difference for anyone who cares?
Yeah, I know.
And
this is definitely like a blonde or a, it's actually like a cloudy lager, almost like a, listen, it looks more like a beer. The other one to me looked like a sour or a fruit drink. This looks like a beer, at least.
It still smells like a peach, though.
It does.
It's just a peachy smell. Yep. But if it's got more flavor to it than the other one, then I think it already wins.
It's stronger. It's 0.5% stronger.
Oh, so, that's right. It's a, yeah, this is the 5.0 to the 4.5.
Yeah, and I have drunk the water. I'm ready when you are.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Ooh. And then, yeah, as I was drinking it, because I kept drinking the Garrison hoping that it would taste like something, but it was only after you stopped gulping. The peach is already coming through in the gulps. And then it sits there in the middle, and then there's this funny little zing. It's sitting around, not in an uncomfortable way. That peach flavor is staying at the back of the throat, and it's smooth. It's still smooth as all get out, but the fruit flavor is, I have had a fruit beer. Easily outclassing the other one.
Ooh.
This is...
straight in there with the easily outclassing. Wow, that's going to be Garrison. That's fighting talk.
Might be fighting talk. Garrison didn't really declare what kind of beer it was. They just said this is beer with peach. But the peach only landed in the middle. The whatever yuzu fruit, it's hitting front, middle, and tail end.
I'm still not excited by it because it's a fruit beer. And the other one was not offensive to me at all. It was just a bit nondescript and a bit like I said, like a fruity water. This one tastes a bit to me. It's more up my alley if I'm going to have a fruit beer.
It almost switches to a tangerine at the end kind of flavor, like an orange. There's an orangey.
I search on that one now because it's very peachy through, and then that's probably the pencil shavings I was coming. Something
maybe
else there. A bit woody. Mm-hmm. But I like it. I quite like this one. I quite like it.
I think I'd order a second. I don't think I'd order a second of the Georgia Peach.
I definitely wouldn't order a second. No. I wouldn't order a second of the other one either. I wouldn't go far as to say that because I'd say, oh, it's Propeller. I'm in the Propeller Brewing. Oh, they've got an abundance of really good beers. I'm not going to sit there and drink another Utopia.
If it was a very hot, sunny day and you're out and you're having a laugh on a patio and someone says another one of those, it might need to be a specific kind of circumstance. But yes, I would definitely have another one of these. We tried. What was the one we did try? Because you got the pack of the fruity ales. And we tried one of the other one of their fruity ales. Oh, I gotta look this up now.
The swirly colored one. Was I with you when we did that one?
Yeah, I'm nearly positive. But now I'm really curious as to what swirly colors mean.
Yeah, I just brought up the ESB, Russ. I'd go for that.
Tropic Haze.
That's the one. Tropic
the
Haze.
The Tropic Haze. Oh, I didn't record what we thought about that one. That was May. We tried that. Okay. But it was up against, in fact, I think it was Propeller versus Garrison. We've done this before because the Garrison had their Smash Summer Ale.
Oh, right. Yeah. And the Smash was the single hopped, was a Smash. That's what we found out. Do you remember this conversation we had?
No.
Is that not a smash? It's the single malted hop.
Single malt and single hop. Smash.
Yes, that's what the smash is.
Okay, I remember now.
Right, yes. And that's often where we go, oh, it's the hop in there. It's the single malt that tastes so much more than when we're looking at the multiple hopped varieties, the doubles and the triples, which for some balance themselves a lot more, whereas the smashes are the ones that literally you and I get smashed by and say,
in an uncomfortable way, the bad kind of smash when it punches you in the face and doesn't sort of leave you with a good feeling. This is well balanced, this Propeller Utopia. I don't remember coming away with a good feeling after the Tropic Haze. In fact, I remember it being like a sour or like an IPA. It was overly hopped. It was because it was a haze where they do that hazy pale ale kind of thing. And it's just, and you get that really astringent cloying factor to it, but this one, smooth. I like the way that it tastes pretty much the same the whole way through, but it sort of carries over. There's a peach and then just a little bit more peach and then something changes and there's just a little squeeze of a citrus at the end in the peach, where I don't think a peach is specifically a citrus fruit.
Not very citrusy, is it? A peach.
Like a I'm still convinced of the tangerine. You can call it pencil shavings all you like, but
I want to try a yuzu fruit. You know, in the superstore, I'm always looking for, they sometimes have some weird tropical fruits come in and then that don't sell by the bucket load, and they throw them on 50% off. And this is the time I want to try that, because normally they're like $7 or $8 for some tiny piece of fruit that I don't know what it is. And then we get them when they were half price and we discover tastes and flavors that we didn't even know existed. If they get some yuzus in, I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah, give it a whirl. I have eaten star fruit.
Ah, yeah, star fruit's one of those.
Those are pretty tasty.
Yeah, they are.
Pomegranates are tasty, but they're very difficult to actually eat to get anything out of. And then what was the other one? We get some mangoes here every now and then.
Delicious. I think mangoes are fab. I really love a mango.
I think so too, but the problem here is between where my wife and my daughter really like mangoes, it falls on me to cut them up and peel them. And there's two
slippery.
There's two kinds of mangoes. There's ripe and there's overripe.
Yeah, overripe.
And a firm mango, I can cut that easy. I can chop that up, making little cubes and things like that. But then these two, they're all like, you gotta wait until it gets all soft. You can't peel a soft mango. It's impossible. It's like wrestling, you know, trying to
slips away from you a lot, and
trying to brush the teeth on a wet mouse, and it's all and everywhere.
I definitely prefer this one, but again, if that bar server comes around and says, "Do you want another one of those?" and I'm in the Propeller Brewery, no.
You would switch to this to say the Propeller Porter or the Galaxy IPA? Like, where are you going? Where are you going from this?
Oh,
we've had a lot of porters. We've had a lot of propellers.
The porter is still sitting there in the corner of the room. Is it that one, or is it the cacao? No, it is. It's the porter, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got another one in there. The oatmeal stout.
Oh no, it wasn't the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, because I've got some kind of stout in there. Isn't there a propeller? Wait, I'll check the list because I think.
By the way, you know, it's my go-to. If I want an ESB, Ross, it's going to be propellers. It's the best, and it was the first one I tried here. I'm going back 10 or 12 years, really, when I thought I'm going to have to start looking out and seeking out some better beer here than the Moosehead. And the ESB that Propeller do is so good.
You're absolutely right, but I totally forgot about the ESB. And after having one of these and seeing that if you're in the Propeller establishment, I would say just bring me the ESB.
Just keep bringing me the ESB. I'll sit here all evening until you close at 9 o'clock.
8:30. The one that we've got in there is the Mocha Oatmeal Stout from Propeller.
Mocha Oatmeal. It's still a stout. Okay, fair enough.
I think we can compare that with the Tiramisu Stout. That would be very interesting to try.
Let's do it now. Let's put the
right away. Yeah, chuck these two out. Right, it's going to be a stout night. Hang on. I'm going over and having some. The ESB, but that was leading me to think of, there's one other thing. It's not what we've got. It's what we're planning on having. Nope. I've totally forgotten what I was about to mention to you. There was something exciting that I was going to tell you. Oh, now I remember. It's not as exciting as we thought it was. Remember when we said we should have a night where we try all of the generic overly produced brands that we give a hard time to. Your Coors Light, your Molson Canadian, your Keats IPA. And I thought to myself, well, see, that's going to be tricky because the only you can only buy those in huge cases of 10s and 10s and or in 12s and 24s. So then we'd have to get like five people and each person would buy a case and then we'd have to switch it all around and meet up. And we do the parking lot meetup. So, oh, that'd be a pain. But I was in the NSLC just the other day picking up some Toller Gold for our garden, our outdoor picnic brunch thing.
Can do worse than Toller Gold.
Fashionable whatnots. But so I was just picking up some Toller Gold to feed to the strangers. And I had a look over at the domestic section. And I learned some dangerous information. You can buy individual 473 milliliter cans of Coors Light, Molson Canadian, Alexander Keith's. I don't know that you can get a Corona. So I think we need to decide what are all the beers that we really give a hard time to. And I think we can do this. In fact, maybe that can be our spooky Halloween spectacular. I don't know, but it is fully possible.
So it clearly has got nothing to do then with Nova Scotia unless we're talking ostensibly about the Keiths that we mentioned a lot. So
Keiths and Molson, we give most of the hardest time to, but we also really chirp on Budweiser and Coors Light.
Oh, so it's not even necessarily going to be Canadian beers.
Here's the thing. And I stood there looking at these things and I said, okay, here we are, a case of Toller Light, of Toller Gold. Toller Gold is $1 more a case than regular Toller or Toller Light. Fine. Okay. And then $2 more than that a case is over here for Bud Light, Coors Light, Molson Canadian. And I think, what is happening? I need to take these guys to town because it's from further away, it costs more, and it tastes worse. And even if it takes us buying a couple of cans just to put our money where our mouth is, I will absolutely compare it and say, yeah, 100% this is worse. And then we can even treat ourselves to a Toller Gold at the end of the night.
I think that's a great idea. That's something to look forward to. I mean, you know, the beer isn't going to be wonderful, but that would be an experience the last time really that I think I kind of got into, and we didn't mention it, Labatt's, of course. You didn't mention that.
There's the other one. Yeah, I think you can get a Labatt Blue in there as well.
Right, that was the thing. This is all I drank when I first got to Goose Bay, because that was all that was available up there in the British bar up there. It was Labatt Blue. There was a Labatt Ice, which was a new thing. Molson Canadian. There were four or five really generic Canadian lagers
in the British bar.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. The Bond Store was beer that they imported in that we could go there and buy like cases of it every week and snuggle them back to our rooms or our establishments and go, lovely British beer. But in the bar itself, in the Canadian bar, in the British bar called the Bulldog Bar, the Bulldog Club, the
Union Jacks everywhere and, you know, fake bowler hats and, you know, pictures of Big Ben up on the wall,
it was all local. I say local, it was Goose Bay, for God's sake. There was nothing local. The nearest town was like 800 miles away, but they were all generic Canadian, not even USA, but all generic Canadian lagers that you and I go, but they were $1 a go, Ross. So really, I couldn't complain. You know, I couldn't complain.
I got to Ottawa, and the only thing that was available was Labatt Blue and Kokanee. Those were the two that I drank a lot of, and they were a buck a beer.
Yeah.
Doug Ford basically wants to take us back to the late 90s in Ottawa, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And you could do worse.
If I tell you what, I've still got these two fruity things, one on either side of the camera. Mm. And to my left, your right, is the Georgia Peach glass with approximately the same amount as the Utopia. I'm allowing the fruit flies, which have made a dramatic comeback last week or so, to determine the favorite. Oh. And it's also my favorite. The Utopia is getting more love from the fruit flies than the Georgia Peach. I don't know whether that's relevance to it, but there's certainly three or four times the amount buzzing around the Utopia. Does that suggest it's a sweeter, maltier brew than the Georgia Peach when they're saying it's a bit more like a fruit Mio?
Because if you just kept a bottle of club soda out, I don't think the fruit flies would go for it. So I think they do. Oh. They would go for the sweeter, at least more flavorful. And that's why if we have some leftover sour beer sometimes, that's what I put them in for the fruit fly trap. I have a question, and it's based on a visual reference. Behind me, the background, I've never really thought much about the background of the propeller drinking establishment that I find myself within. Over here, in the fridge, at the very top, it says cocktails. And I'm fairly certain that we've got the Azaka and the Galaxy. There's several cans there's the ESB is right there. So is the fridge just sort of labeled beers and they just have this generic thing, even though it's all beer?
Are you suggesting that rather than it being cold beer on the left and soda in the middle and all the cocktails on the right, or they just have a generic thing saying in this fridge is cold beer, sodas and cocktails and they're in there somewhere, so find them?
I think that's got to be it. I'm racking my brain trying to figure out if Propeller even sell what could be considered, try a Propeller cocktail. It's different. Like a
cocktail? No.
I mean, we've had the Leviathan Triple IPA at 11,030% or something like that. And I think that would be the closest one to pretty much just drinking straight hooch from the Propeller factory.
That was, as I remember, that was actually a real surprise. I was like, that is bloody good.
We liked it more than we ever thought we would. I want to have, there's, do you know what? There's one more Triple IPA in the closet, and I don't know how to compare it to anything.
But it's only, that's from the North Brewing, and it's only a 355 can as well. Yeah. They've said, this is so strong, we're not going to put it in a 473 or a tall boy. We're going to give you it in a little miniature can.
In their defense, I think the two triple IPAs that we drank that night should have been presented to us in 355 milliliters.
Well, we do end up waffling quite a lot, and we were slurring, and maybe not as much as couple of weeks ago when you were
I here was the thing. When I went through to edit that one, I noticed a thing that I did not notice on the night of, and it was you mentioning that you were only drinking half the can.
Oh yeah.
Because the rest of it, I was racing Dan through those. We'd get to the bottom of the, next can, smash, bring me more. Yes. And we were throwing
It was actually turned out to be about 2/3 of the can. I thought I was leaving close to half the can. It wasn't. It was probably about that much, because I had them all there in the fridge the next evening to go to my. I thought they were going to be half a can. There was more like a third of a can left on each of them. But it was enough. It was enough to get a refresher for the previous night. Yeah, I know.
Day after IPA in the fridge in an open can?
No, it wasn't open, you see. I sealed them all. I put lids on them and therefore kept in. You've got this look on your face like, how can you put a lid on a can? Well, you know those little the plastic things when you put on one top and pick up six of them?
You just put those back on?
Yeah, I do. They close it over. It's not water. I wouldn't imagine it's completely.
No, it's not airtight, but it's better than it would be just sat there. And
They did retain some of their effervescence. I've got to go back to the Georgia Peach I've got to go back to the Georgia Peach now.
Yeah, I have saved. This is what I've got. I've got a little snip of both. Yeah. So ready? Mouthful of the Georgia Peach. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. It's so different, isn't it? It's different. And like you say, there's a soda-y thing up front, and then you get the flavor, but then again, it's watery. It tastes like a flavored soda.
I want more. It's there. Yes. It's a delicious flavor, but someone has turned the knob down to about 3.
Yeah.
It's still tasty. It's still smooth, but the flavor is so diminutive that it does itself a disservice.
It's like I could serve this to if a bunch of kids, it was just a hot day and they're all out there running around like 5 or 6 year olds saying, "Ah, Mom, Dad, we're thirsty. Can we have it?" I'd say, "Well, this Georgia Peach is some nice fruity thing there. Give them that. Give them that. That'll slake their thirst.
That'll shut them up."
They wouldn't know that it wasn't a fruit drink, to be honest. Nah. That's what it tastes like to me.
Well, you know what? They'd probably tell you something like, "This doesn't taste as good as the usual stuff." Because if you have the, what's in the grocery store? Fruité. Have you ever had a big plastic jug of that? The word fruit and an E with a little accent on the end of it. Fruité.
Wow, it's French. Sounds exotic.
Sounds, but it is not. It is just, just flavor crystals and water. I am excited to have my last little splash of the Utopia.
Yeah, I do prefer the Utopia. It's smoother and there's a flavor all the way through it, whereas the Georgia Peach just gives you a hint of something in the middle and then it's gone pretty quickly. And
going back, having a splash of the Georgia Peach and a splash of the Propeller, I know the Propeller, the Utopia, is better. If the weak flavor of the Georgia Peach was stronger, I would much prefer it. I much prefer the Georgia Peach flavor that they're giving you. It's just dialed way down.
Okay. Excuse me.
Between the two flavors, I prefer the Georgia Peach. But it's just not big enough.
Then it needs more peach in the next
bag. More peaches.
Okay, then. All evening, I thought you were going to play something. I thought you were going to have a musical backdrop. I could just, the presidents of the USA were just, they were just in the background all the
while. We are so old that no one remembers music from the 90s. You can't drop 90s music references on people anymore. What you have to do if you say the Peach is you have to go to the most recent Mario movie where Jack Black, who does the voice of Bowser, he sings a song that's an ode to Princess Peach, who is Princess Toadstool of the Mario movies. And it's just...
It's completely lost.
Well, okay. You know who Jack Black is?
Oh, I'm there. I know who he is. But the rest of it might as well have been...
It's just him. So he does a voice in an animated movie of a character playing a piano who's in love with a character called Peach and just keeps singing, "Peach, you're so cool. I love you." And if you find the video for it, it's just a bit too much. And then he just keeps singing them, "Peaches, peaches, 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 peaches," in the way that only Jack Black can.
He can pull it off.
So that's in my head more so. It's pushed out. It's pushed back some of the 90s rock tunes that I do cling to. I break out every now and then and do a little bit of Big Wreck, much to the chagrin of my wife and child.
I think you should check out, unless you already know the song, it's just called Peaches. And it's by the Stranglers from the very early 80s. Or is it late 70s, early 80s? Check that out. Walking on the beaches, looking at the peaches. Do, do, do. Check it out. Peach music.
I feel like you couldn't get away with a band name called The Stranglers in today's...
No, you really couldn't.
In this day and age. Probably not. It might not go quite so well.
No, you're probably right. Things have changed. Times change.
Times change.
They're even making beer out of fruit these days.
They are. They can't even put a good peach in a fruit anymore without squeezing in some yucca yuzu. What was it called?
Me and the fruit flies, we're out of here. Good night.
And the fruit flies are away. I think final thoughts. The utopia is probably an 8.5. I think an 8.5. The Georgia Peach lands a 7.5, but I wish it was bigger. And I don't wish that my Truro Brewing Company glass was any bigger than that, because the 17-ounce glass seemed to fit. I couldn't believe... Look at this. Look at the size differential. 473 can goes right in there. And it do. No, that's a Beatles song. Never mind. So, extra special thanks to Ian for being here again tonight, my esteemed co-host. And thanks to... Truro Brewing Company for being open enough for me to buy that glass, and the Propeller and Garrison companies for making some of these summer ales. We'll try something a little different next week. Join us every Tuesday, 8 p.m. here live on the Facebook Live of Drink NS Dry, or you can check out the site itself, drinknsdry.unsupervised.beer. You can find our podcast weekly anywhere that you find podcasty things, specifically on the Google Podcasts, the Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and even on the Amazon Podcasts. Apparently. Fine. So, thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again next week. Good night.